nutshell.
Okay, so we're going to move on to agenda paper mark 9, which is the equity method of accounting. And what we're really seeking your views on is the approach to this project. And what we're proposing is that we do a short-term project that aims to address application issues and amends stroke revises IAS 28. And once we've done that project, we move on to a longer-term project that looks at the accounting for non-controlling interest. We think if we follow those proposals, we need to look separately at the role of the equity method in separate financial statements to consider a one-line consolidation approach. So we formulated these proposals after we disagreed the scope of the project with the board and discussed it with yourself. We had some discussions with the GPF over the summer, and the GPF outlined a number of application issues. And we discussed those with yourselves in December, when we also discussed the Korean research paper, the research the ASB has chosen, and the short discussion paper from EFRAG. So, taking all that feedback into consideration, we sat back and thought about what we'd heard, and that's how we came to these proposals. What we're proposing is that we look at the definition of a group within IFRS and the notion of control, and then on this basis saying that the definition of a group is based on control, since we don't have control of associates and joint venture entities, we would look to simplify the equity method, focusing on accounting for those investments as a single unit of account, and then we could take some simplification steps, probably along the line of the equity method being more aligned to a measurement basis. That's a quick summary of the paper, and we can move on to the questions.
Yeah, it's worth emphasising the step would be a discussion paper, so it's not coming out with an ED. This would set out, if you did decide to have a measurement basis and decide to embed control as we have in our framework in IFRS 10, then these would be the consequences, and it would be more to get that discussion. So it's not a matter of just walking straight down into an ED.
Okay. Question one. Short term and the long term. France, right?
Well, first of all, I think that was also discussed with the National Standard Setters, and it's not the first time that we discussed the issue. So we welcome the decision of having a short term project that clarifies and the difficulties, including what you propose as a scope. But we still don't see the need for a fundamental rethink of the equity method. So the other difficulties that have been identified or possibilities to improve the use of the equity method could, in our view, be included in just one short-term project. And not being sure that a short-term project starts with a discussion paper.
As shown in the paper we presented in the December 2014 ASAF meeting, we have been informed of various practice issues that ought to be solved with regard to equity method of accounting. But we disagree with separating the research project into two, a shorter term and longer term. Unless the conceptual ground is found, we think that a potential solution identified in the short-term initiative, for example, abolishing the elimination of intercompany unrecognized gain or losses, would give rise to significant inconsistency with a concept that we expect to be identified in longer-term initiative. This would mean that there is a significant risk that the conclusion in the short-term initiative would inadvertently interfere robust and full discussion in the long-term initiative. Additionally, except for clarification of the term significant influence, We do not think that the practical challenges identified are so significant enough to risk the potential inconsistency. So when the ISB proceeds with the research work, we recommend that the ISB consider the following points. Firstly, whether it is appropriate to maintain the group concept identified under IFRS 10. Secondly, whether the equity method of accounting is considered as the pure one-line consolidation or a kind of measurement basis. Thirdly, whether and if so, how recognition of income or loss resulted from the equity method of accounting is consistent with the notion of profit or loss under the conceptual framework. And finally, whether the equity method of accounting should be applied to investment of equity instrument in general, regardless whether there is a significant influence or joint control, presuming that sufficient information that enable the application of equity method of accounting is available.
First of all, we think that the simplification is a not good objective or excuse to initiate the short-term project, because it said that short-term project has the objective just to simplify the current requirements in IS 28. So we also think that application issues arising from equity method could not be well resolved without fundamental reviewing the equity method of accounting. So our view is that we hope that the project not just divide two steps project. We believe that this project should be fundamental review. And try to resolve all of the problems at first of all at the fundamental concept level, then go to the details.
So, as I understand it, then the Japanese would agree with that, but you wouldn't, Francois. If I got the reactions right, you're saying the short term.
I thought the view I expressed was closer to that of the ASBJ.
Which was a long-term project.
Which was only a short-term project.
Short-term project, but on fundamentals.
But ASPJ, I think, is more is concerned that we might do something that we would then, if we did a longer-term one, end up upsetting, I think. Is that right?
Well, it's what we have said for several times, is that we have no evidence that the equity method should not be applied. We continue to hear users tell us that they're very happy with the equity method. So the various research elements have helped you identify the issues. So why not tackle the issues?
I understood that, but I thought Yukio said we should have a look at maintaining the group concept, decide whether it's consolidation or measurement.
That's
is the income. Well, those are fairly basic considerations.
That's what has already been identified as the short-term project.
I'm not sure that's. I think I was more. My understanding was more equivalent to what Ian had said, in so much that I thought that the ASBJ was saying that we should do a much broader project to start with about the application of the group and whether the equity method is one line or measurement. I think in our short-term project, what we were proposing is that using the current definition of a group, we would go down the measurement approach and we would almost presuppose the equity method is a measurement approach.
Which I think China and Japan wouldn't agree with that. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with anybody, I'm just trying to get clear what people are saying. Yeah.
Short term, the conclusion may, give rise, some inconsistencies of the results of the long term, the project. For example, you know, if we look at the clarification of the elimination of the unrecognized profit or gain, profit or loss on the intercompany transaction, would you know the would make you know some you know difficulties when the you know long-term project is you know realized or have some outcome from the you know the one-line consolidation or measurement basis. You know, that's you know the that's you know the conclusion may cause you know some inconsistency. So that's why you know we we are afraid we have concerns of separate you know the separate short and long term you know the project.
What you both have in common is to do one project.
Yes, but I mean, I heard it as being similar because basically, I don't think you have already concluded that you would remove all the consolidation procedure.
No,
that's, I mean, that's an item that you bring for discussion. So
I think that's a key point that Alan made, that this would be a discussion paper, but we would enter in that discussion setting out those suppositions.
We'd have to ask how confident we were that the control model clearly states that it is the unit of account is the bundle of shares as net investment, and if that's the case, then a consequence might be that you don't then eliminate any unrealised gains or losses. And you have to ask how confident people are that that is the right way to proceed. Now, if they're unsure about that, then it puts at risk whether or not you should do a short-term versus a long-term. But that's the purpose of asking these questions in a shorter-term project. And if, you know, the more confident we are that that's the longer-term way to go, then you can proceed.
Kim.
Thanks, Ian. Well, I think we were happy with the sort of short-term project, but that is on the basis that we see it as a measurement issue and not as a one-line consolidation. And therefore also question, well, you know, is, well, should equity accounting even, you know, remain as a basis? Because I think for me what's interesting, and even if you, you know, you don't apply consolidation procedures, is some of the issues that have been raised, that add to the complexity of applying equity accounting is sometimes not being able to get the information. But in that context, the question would be is, well, if you can't even get the information to currently, you know, let's say to apply it, well, what is happening in jurisdictions where the associate applies a different basis of accounting? So, I mean, you know, is this potentially going to, well, whatever the associate's basis of accounting is, you're just going to just use that as the basis? So I can understand some questions around saying, well, you know, how do we make these other adjustments? But then would be, well, if the associate isn't even applying IFRS, how do you get them to apply IFRS? And then does that then go back to, well, do you have enough significant influence to really get the information? And then it raises the question, well, if you don't even have significant influence and the current measurement basis would then be fair value, why do we then have this other basis for when you hit the supposed threshold? So that's why I say I think we were sort of happy with the short-term approach on the basis that we're not expecting equity accounting perhaps to last long-term. But I think as Alan pointed out, it all depends on where one starts.
Okay, Clement, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we have a mixed view here. For people who agree with the short-term project approach, the comment is rather than just focusing on simplifying the current requirement of IAS 28. Focus should be placed on how to address application issues without creating inconsistencies within IAS 28 and between IAS 28 and other standard. And for those who disagree with the splitting it into short-term and long-term approach, I think because they're arguing because of the following three reasons. Reason number one is just like alluded by Kim earlier, whether the equity accounting itself, whether it is helpful to the users of the financial statements, should it continue, should it stay? I think we have to ask that question first before we actually, you know, sort of try to split it into short term or long term. Secondly, is for again, you know, it's because of the lack of clear conceptual basis of equity method. Whether that should be the way to go is also questionable, and I think for thirdly, for splitting it into short term and long term, for having a short term approach trying to address issues, it might risk the adoption of approach or practice which maybe in the long-term project, after you come up with an idea, is in this inconsistency between the short-term project outcome and the long-term project findings and initiative. So I guess that's why, you know, the wheel is mixed. Yeah.
Okay, Rebecca.
So I guess we're supportive of trying to look at it as one project rather than a two-step, and I kind of wonder if you're starting with a discussion paper and a short-term project, how long the long-term project would be. But to be more practical, what our perspective is driven more from the work that we've done within our private company standards. We approached it actually from the opposite approach. In our private enterprise standards, an entity can decide whether they prepare consolidated statements. And if they don't, they can either use the cost or the equity method to account for a subsidiary. We had heard as well that there were implications from a practice perspective. So how do you do, if you do a step-up acquisition, are you applying, you know, IFRS 3 or our equivalent of a business combination standard? So we worked with our committee to try to investigate each of those issues. And one of what kept coming back was a preference for a simplified approach. But is that then really the equity method, and kept coming back to really question what is the purpose of it, and is it a one-line consolidation? So while they went and would actually have liked a simplified equity that in essence results in reporting the performance of that subsidiary or investee within their statement, it really was not reflective overall. And their concern is if they did, in essence, develop that, how would then that approach be applied to the other areas where, in essence, for a joint arrangement, the equity method is applied? So from a kind of from a resource perspective, we think it's probably better to approach the project more holistically, because if you do start and create a simplification, others look to see the implications. It could have a broader impact when in the end you may decide that isn't a good approach or what it really should be, and to a better articulate it, if you've done a two-step, you've made people change once and then you change again. So our recommendation would be to look at it more holistically, and that's something we're interested as well in undertaking.
The difference between short-term and long-term is 5 years or 15. That's Andrew.
Oh, that's easy then.
Andrew?
Thanks. I find the proposal to divide the project in the way suggested in the paper really quite plausible. It does seem to me that people are raising issues. I find it hard to judge their significance and how important they are, but I take it for granted that others have that evidence that these are issues that need to be addressed, in which case it seems to be a good idea to try to resolve them reasonably expeditiously, hopefully in something less than 5 years. Before Ian said 5-15 years, I think one of the things that shaped my thinking is that I assume the long-term project will take quite a while, and therefore the effect of people being faced with double changes doesn't trouble me too much, because my guess is by the time the long-term project comes,
we'll all be dead.
Or something akin to that. On the long-term project, it's not an issue. You know, the lack of conceptual basis of equity accounting, I think, is reasonably clear. However, it seems on the whole, in our experience, to work reasonably well in practice. People have specific issues, of course, the short-term ones, but they don't really question it. On the other hand, if we believe in principle-based accounting founded on the conceptual framework, it does seem to be worth saying, well, does this relate to our concepts? And if not, is there something that would? And if there is, would it be worthwhile? Would it be an improvement to move to it? But given the lack of hugely pressing problems of a fundamental nature, I think that raises the question of where it should sit in terms of your priorities. And I sense the words agenda consultation coming round, because whilst one can't deny that, or I wouldn't seek to deny that it would be a worthwhile thing to do, question over whether it's a big priority.
Yeah. I mean, on a lot of questions, we're being advised to go back to basics, you know, foreign currency, tax, pensions. You know, we're going to look at pensions again for the hybrid things. And as soon as you touch any of those things, people say, ah, but is the basis right? You know, and the problem with going back to basics is it's very hard to get agreement in the first place as to what the basics are. I mean, these things were a compromise, all of them, I think, when they were brought in. And the reason they were brought in as a compromise is it would take too long to get basics. So there's a pure approach, and that's what you should do. But it's just how much time and effort you want to put in, and will you actually get an agreed answer after you've spent many years debating it? So the compromise is try and fix up some things that appear to be broken or may not be broken in the interim, and then think about whether you want to go back to basics and start all over again.
Can I ask Andrew a question? How confident are you that we can fix a sufficient number of short-term issues, practice issues, without having a clear view as to the outcome of the second phase, i.e. is it a one-line consolidation or a measurement attribute for that item you measure? Because most of the items really stumble on the elimination of upstream or downstream transactions, right? So if you take the view it is a one-line consolidation, you have to eliminate. If you take the view it is a measurement, you don't bother to eliminate. And that's really the second phase of the project, unless you take an assumption already. But I think this second phase might challenge that assumption that we may be taking on the first time when doing short-term assumption. And then, as Clement and others said, we may have to revisit those short-term decisions based on the outcome of the long-term. So we have to be very confident as to one assumption as to the long-term part of the project.
Yes, because I don't want to debate between you and I at the table, but then you might have to go back and change the conceptual framework with control, because there's a control model embedded in there. And they're the questions you have to ask up front. Now, I absolutely agree. I don't think we anticipated that the second phase was one-line consolidation or measurement. The second phase might be the question that raised, should everybody use equity method, or is in fact, should we throw it out? And then you start to get into some issues already with IFRS 9, the way we've got some of the strategic investments. And
you make the assumption that the control question will automatically give the answer to the question, do I eliminate upstream or downstream transactions? And that may be a bit of a quick conclusion.
But that's the debate you have in the discussion paper, and the feedback you get gives you the confidence to say, yes, we're going to do this. And so what I'm hearing partly as well is that, and I don't know if this is a practical solution, if you're going to do a short-term project, you still have to have enough analysis that peaks ahead a little bit to give you the confidence that it is worthwhile doing the short-term. So we may not simply say, the assumption is one-line consolidation, measurement. so that's what we're going to do, but you actually talk about and raise some of those issues and questions you need to think about to make sure that people, when they do give you feedback on the short-term, have the longer-term issues in mind as well.
Andrews.
Thanks, Ian. When this was discussed by our committee, we were quite happy to go down that route. That being said, I probably agree with Francoise in saying, do we really need a discussion paper? That comes back to you, to your point. If at the same time, picking up Philippe's and Yukio's point, you are about to issue an exposure draft that goes the other way around, because you're treating it as a one-line consolidation. So I wonder what the impact of this might be. And as I said, our board was perfectly happy with the outcome of this, treated as a measurement. However, I believe it would put stress on defining the unit of account more clearly. I think that's, to me, is the bigger issue. So I might be perfectly happy if I see an associate that I do have an investment of 20% in. It might cause me much more trouble if I'm just falling short of the controlled vehicle, so 49 plus or something like that, or 50 minus. If I then say, okay, what does that do in terms of performance reporting if that quote-unquote parent sells goods to these associates, but without any consolidation or elimination anymore? I think that's probably the point where it would put stress on. As a practical expedient, I think that standard setting by coin tossing, I would say. I mean, we've heard all the arguments, and you could go either way.
Tom.
I fear it's very tempting to say do a short-term project. But then how do you decide what you're not going to account for that you did in a one-line consolidation? And I think that's the challenge that would have to be determined to be able to go forward. And it could be that you could come up with that quite easily. But is if it's not one-line consolidation, and I agree with that entirely because it overrides control if it's a one-line consolidation. Besides, every equity method, even though it varies around the world, tends not to be fully a one-line consolidation. It's not written below zero if the net assets go negative. There's an additional impairment model typically in place. If it was just one-line consolidation, you would impair it again, right? So there are interesting things that exist in all of those circumstances. But my fear would be if you don't come up with a basic objective and justify why that makes sense relative to just pure cost or fair value, it's an endless effort that will go forward. You will address some issues, and then the request will be, well, I really don't like being held accountable for that. So let's keep on making requests about how we change the equity method, because a calculation without an objective can change forever. And almost all other circumstances we talked about, the calculations of the methods that were referred to here had some underlying objective. So that's the only caution I have for you in going forward. We're touching the equity method, and we're saying even though APB 18 said it was one-line consolidation, we really don't believe it's the case anymore. But we're cleaning up things like getting rid of amortizing the purchase difference, or having to go backwards when you gain significant influence and pick up what would have been the changes retrospectively for the ownership percentage you had previously. But why those and not others, other than they're just complications? I think the only thing I can think of as a beginning point for an objective would be a proportionate share of the change in either retained earnings or retained earnings and accumulated other comprehensive income of an entity. And that would be the judgment to be having, but then I think you'd have to sort of explain why you think that's better than cost or an approximation of fair value of some type, or you don't like fair value and why.
It's what I always feared about this project. Christia.
The only other word of caution I would add is in connection with the long-term project, and so totally support the objective that, you know, you should be looking at control. But I think the conversations we've all had so far have all focused on significant influence. There is the issue of joint control, and I think that
has not yet been even really thought about. So that would be my concern, is that you might end up in a longer term project with some differences to your short term one from that aspect. But broadly speaking, I would certainly be supportive of it being a measurement approach rather than a one line consolidation.
Okay. Board members, anything? Tuck.
I understand many of us prefer just one project rather than having a two project, because a short-term project could influence to the long-term project or the other way around, the inconsistency. So we need to avoid that. I do understand that. However, as Ian pointed out, if we tackle it as a long-term project, it could be 15 years. I don't think it's such a long, but it could be long-term, really. So in that case, you know, well, there is a lots of practical issues. If you look at the paper, of Agenda Paper 9, the attachment, there are lots of practical interpretation issues. And the amendment we made may be contradictory each other. And therefore, we don't have any good solution for each implementation issue. So therefore, if it's easy to tackle the long-term project only, but what do you think about the current issue which must be dealt with? That's what we would like to know. That's why Alan proposed that we should tackle the shorter one, which may not affect the long-term view of fundamental thinking of equity network.
Well, dare I say it, after we've done the short term, we might decide not to go to the long term.
I suspect if you asked people whether the choice was between having equity accounting with all of the problems or actually moving to fair value, that there would be a very simple answer.
Moving to fair value. Not that one.
At this That's point, I understand. So some of you would be willing to just get rid of that quote-unquote measurement slash consolidation and go to fair value, but not all of you. I think some would resist, I think, to the idea of getting rid of that measurement system to represent something which is either one-line consolidation or a measurement as a proxy maybe for fair value, or as a better reflection of the performance than cost, but not going as far as fair value. I think that there was some shared views in the room about that.
I think Appendix B gives you a very good indication of the long list of things people can come up with if you move off of one-line consolidation without picking an objective. And I don't think it's the end.
Okay, now we've got another question.
Yeah, we did. Well, because we thought if we simplified the equity method in consolidated financial statements and we went down this measurement approach, we didn't think when the equity method was applied in separate financial statements it was necessarily a measurement approach.
So for controlled entities.
Yeah, controlled entities. Yep. So we were looking at how would we apply the equity method for control entities in separate financial statements. And so the question we asked there was whether the equity method accounting project should consider separately the equity method in separate financial statements for subsidiary entities.
And in that case, it would probably be clearly a one-line consolidation, because it would seem inappropriate not to eliminate things that you control. And similarly, the whole idea of introducing it in the first place was to give a simplification so you could come to information down, and by breaking that nexus it would cause difficulties as well. So we think they are different beasts, and if you believe in a control model you then have to look at the controls controlled entities differently when you apply this method.
Really? Why?
Because you control them.
So you're talking about subs. Yeah.
Only subs.
What do you think of this?
Well, we agree with the IASB staff's proposal that the equity method of accounting should consider separately the equity method of accounting in separate financial statements for subsidiary entities. This is because the objectives of the equity method of accounting for associate in the consolidated financial statements are far different from those of the equity method of accounting for subsidiaries in separate financial statements. In doing so, we suggest that the ISB carefully consider the objectives of the separate financial statement such that the accounting requirement would be consistent with what the separate financial statement is trying to achieve.
Okay, Tom.
I don't have an opinion as to whether you ought to put this in this project, but the only thing I'd implore you to do is don't call it the equity method. Keep if you're going to have one being one line consolidation and the other being some measurement with hopefully an objective that confines it somewhat, if you call it the same things, you're only going to add to the confusion that you're trying to fix in the first project.
So not equity method A and equity method B?
Clement.
I think the majority of our constituents thinks that if you want to do it, consider that angle has to be on a separate project. I think the reason very similar to what Tom said, you know, it will create all sorts of confusion. And for that one, I think the first question we have to ask is how do we see equity accounting as a measurement or as a one-line consolidation, as simple as that.
Well, to avoid difficult comparisons, I'm just going to say that we agree with the SPG.
Did you buy that as a permanent statement?
Okay. Michelle.
Okay, so I guess to sum up, there are differing views on whether we should do a short term and then a longer term project in relation to the equity method for associates and joint ventures, and we need to think carefully if we take that proposal forward. But in relation to separate financial statements for controlled entities, subsidiaries, then there seems to be a bit more support.
Anybody disagree?
A separate project.
Well,
I think what Clemens, I think, said, no? You want it to be a separate project from the main one.
Yeah, it's going to be called the One Land Consolidation Project, not the equity method.
Yeah, we'll issue the CPs at the same time, but we'll have two different
views. It's been very helpful, thank you.
Okay.
We're going to spend hours arguing. No, I meant Adam and I are.
She won't listen.
He said it might stop.
Okay.